You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. A lot of Wisconsin cultural institutions, museums, libraries, and more are working to make themselves more accessible to people from a number of different backgrounds. A new production at Children's Theater in Madison is doing that on and off stage. Mockingbird is a play about 11-year-old Caitlin, an artist on the autism spectrum. The actor who will play Caitlin in most performances is also on the autism spectrum, a conscious casting decision. And the theater group is working to make the performances accessible to audience members on the autism spectrum as well. Two members of Children's Theater of Madison join us to talk about Mockingbird and the theater's efforts in diversity and accessibility. Erica Berman is Director of Education and Artistic Associate with the Children's Theater of Madison. She introduced sensory-friendly programming to the theater and collaborated on the Access for All initiative. And Megwin Sanders-Andrews is the Access for All Coordinator at the Children's Theater of Madison. For nearly 20 years, she's worked to engage diverse communities in the arts. Megwin, thanks for joining us on Central Time.
Oh, thank you for having us.
And Erica, thanks for coming up to the studio.
Thank you.
Megwin, can you give us a little bit of the story of Mockingbird? It's an adaptation of a book.
Absolutely. So Mockingbird is the story of Caitlin. Caitlin is on the autism spectrum, and her big brother, Devin, was her best friend and the one who helped her negotiate the world. Devin is killed in a school shooting, and the play opens at his funeral. So it's a story of Caitlin learning to negotiate the world without Devin, and it's a story of strength and healing and resiliency as the community comes together after this tragic event.
And there's some heavy issues here. Erica, why did Children's Theater of Madison want to tackle this production?
We feel like it's an extremely timely play, not only with the subject of school shooting, but also in terms of autism, both in our community, but also in the world at large. I feel like there's a lot more understanding about autism nowadays. A lot of students and youth we work with are on the autism spectrum, or at least have relationships with people who are on the autism spectrum. So this play really encompasses a lot of different aspects of a community and also shows the best of people, people learning to be empathetic, people learning how to grieve, things that we all can connect to. And I think that connectivity is something that's really important to CTM and all the work we do. Also, right now in CTM's history, it's a really perfect time to do Mockingbird because of all the accessibility work we've been doing, both in our classes, with our internship program, and then with this play, casting a young actor on the autism spectrum. So it's just a really good time, I feel like, for Madison, but also for CTM.
Megwin, let's talk about the actor who ends up playing Caitlin. You had sought out an actor on the autism spectrum. Can you talk about the process for finding the right person for, I've read the script, a demanding role?
It is a demanding role. I'd like to start by saying that people with disabilities are really underrepresented in theater, in media, in movies, in television. It's really important to CTM that everyone in the community, every young person, can see themselves on our stage, mm-hmm. and that every young person who wants to be a part of our program, our programming or our productions, has that opportunity. So we feel so lucky to have found Maddie to take on the role of Caitlin. She is so engaging on stage. We have made some accommodations. There were accommodations for the audition process. We actually auditioned Maddie at Achieving Collaborative Treatment. We offered spaces that might be more comfortable for actors to audition. We've also had accommodations such as a break space in the studio. An adapted schedule. We've had fidgets available. She's had a support person. We also have a cover for the role of Caitlin. So Amelie LaBar is also playing Caitlin. Amelie has been in a few shows. She has experience in the theater, and she has a great actor's toolbox. So she and Maddie sort of have been bringing their strengths together to create the role together. So I want to say that 11 performances will be played by Maddie and 3 by Amelie.
Hmm. Well, there's a striking scene at the beginning of the play where Caitlin is being overwhelmed, right, at the funeral and all the people expressing their grief to her awkwardly. And the actor really has to experience that. Has that been a challenge? And how do you work around that, Erica?
What's really interesting is that I don't think it was a challenge for a young actor on the autism spectrum, because it's an overwhelming experience for anyone to be present at a funeral, first of all, of someone that you love. That's a really difficult thing, no matter whether you're neurotypical or on the autism spectrum. And then in addition to that, with autism, there's a lot of sensory overwhelm. So not just the emotional side of it, but just all of the senses, a lot of people in your space, a lot of new things, a lot of things that haven't been previewed before, a lot of unpredictability, and all of those can also be challenging. But working within that scene, I think that Maddie brought an authenticity to it in terms of, you know, who she is, but also who how anyone would act in that type of environment. So I think when you open this scene, you really get a sense of not only her grief, but her being inconvenienced, her being uncomfortable. We've really didn't have to look too far to make that scene come to life.
And Erica, the character, actually for both of you, the character of Caitlin is an artist. And I understand you reflect that some in the work, but also in the playhouse itself with an exhibition. Can you talk about what went into that? Let's start with Erica.
Sure. So I had this vision that as people came in to see our show, wouldn't it be wonderful if they experienced art by artists with disabilities in the Playhouse Gallery and then walked into the theater to see a play about a young person with a disability? And through the help of Megwin and five different organizations, CTM, Overture Center, CI Pediatric Therapies, ACT, and most importantly, in a way, Art Working, all came together collectively to make this exhibit happen. We're really proud of the exhibit and thrilled that these professional, gorgeous pieces of art greet all of our audience members and any other guests to Overture Center.
We also have artwork by an artist with a disability named Seth Albertson as part of the set and as part of the props. So there are drawings of Caitlin's on stage. Those are done by Seth. And there is artwork that's part of the proscenium arch that is also done by Seth.
We're talking to Megwin Sanders-Andrews and Erica Berman with Children's Theater of Madison, looking at a production of the play Mockingbird. Now, this isn't just happening on stage. You mentioned at one point making the performances accessible to people in the audience. What kind of things, Megwin, do we see?
We will have resources available at our show, like we do actually at every show. We'll have sensory kits available. We'll also have representatives from CI and ACT, so that if there's anyone on the spectrum who could benefit from support, they'll have that available to them.
I've seen movie theaters and other playhouses around the country. We've talked about this some on the show, are doing either including things at all performances or having special theatrical releases for people on the spectrum. Are you finding that inspiring as you see a lot of the arts and theater community taking this up?
Yes. Well, actually, CTM has been at the forefront of that work for many seasons now at our company. We've been offering sensory-friendly performances since 2014. We offer one to two a year. We actually have one for Beef Bugs coming up, so please check our website for that. And we feel that it's so important for all youth to be able to engage with our work at whatever level feels comfortable for them. So for some parents of youth with disabilities, they find a sensory-friendly performance really empowering and positive because it's a really welcoming space that's been tailor-made to suit the needs of their children. For other parents, they want their students to see the regularly scheduled performances and be able to integrate with those audiences. And for us, we say, excellent. And we offer, as Megwin mentioned, those sensory kits. So CTM has been part of the sensory-friendly programming in this city for some time. So I think it's just wonderful that that it's not only CTM. I know Madison Ballet recently did one. So just that it's catching on in our community and that we're making more experiences, theater, movies, art, etc., available for all of our kids.
Megwin, you've both mentioned those sensory kits for people who haven't experienced this. What actually, we open it up, what's in it?
Fidgets, headphones, sunglasses, a variety of items. We also, at our sensory-friendly performances, we offer snacks. We put the house lights at half for someone who might find that difficult. And it's just a much more relaxed experience.
We also train all of our actors as to what to expect with a sensory-friendly audience. We always say that if you've met one person with autism, you've met one person with autism. Every audience is different, whether it's a sensory-friendly audience or not, but to understand the mission of what we're trying to accomplish with these performances. So our actors are trained as well.
You know, I kind of like this, even as somebody who might not need the sensory kits, sometimes for anybody that to sit quietly and still in your seat and watch the performance being performed for you, it sounds like it might be a nice break for everybody.
Absolutely. Megwin has this wonderful phrase that I love, which is essential for some but beneficial for all. So for me, I don't have autism, but I do have sensory processing disorder. So sometimes sound and light can be really oppressive for me. And so slight adjustments can really help out. So no matter where you are on that spectrum, CTM has a place for you at all of our programming and our performances.
And Erica, there's a question and answer talkback session after each performance. I know sometimes it's just that premiere performance where you have that talkback. Why was it important to do a talkback each night?
It was really vital for us to do a talkback each night. Well, I should say we always do that for this show with CTM. Mm-hmm. Our wonderful artistic director, Roseanne Sheridan, feels it's very important to do a show for young adults each season. And it really tackles themes that young adults might be facing. These are mainly middle school, high school age, but certainly adults can come and really gain something from these performances as well. And so this is a tradition kind of going back further. So we always have talkbacks to give the audience a chance to process with the actors, to ask questions of the actors about their process, both to the themes of the show, but also to what it was like to build the show and put together the show. For this one in particular, we have special guests at every single performance, which is really exciting. And these special guests have some type of connection to either the world of Mockingbird or connection with CTM and this inclusivity work that we're doing.
Megwin, as I mentioned, when I read the script, this is heavy. And I'll admit, I thought, like, the kids are performing in this and watching this. Is this too much? And I think the answer is, I'm underestimating kids. Spell that out for me.
There's a quote about writing children's books that you take the most complicated thing that you can think of, and that's going to be your appropriate topic. I feel like this, as Erica says, this is a really timely topic. Today, I conducted some pre-show workshops at a middle school, and it's present for them. We did tableaus that included children hiding under desks. It included police officers taking people away. It also included images of community, images of the strength of friends and teachers. So again, this is sort of really present for them. I'll also say that Maddie, our actor with autism, one of the things that she has said to us is that she hasn't always felt visible. And this play is an opportunity for her to stand center stage and be visible, not just her, but be visible as a person on the spectrum. So again, we're bringing all of that to the stage and, as Erica said, offering a chance to sort of really talk about some of it afterwards.
Erica, can you wrap us up with a look at the mission you're trying to perform at the Children's Theater of Madison with Mockingbird and the rest of your schedule?
Absolutely. So the mission of CTM is to create vibrant theater experiences that educate, engage, and inspire young people in their communities. And when Megwin and I specifically think about this work, we always think about which young people and what communities. And so for us, Mockingbird really beautifully illustrates the mission and goals of CTM and where we are today. I think that audiences of all ages will connect with this show. There are definitely dark themes. I will say there is no portrayal of gun violence
right
in the show whatsoever. I think that's really important to note. And I feel like audiences will really connect with Caitlin's journey. There's a quote about walking in another person's shoes, and I think that's exactly what the audience will do. They'll take a walk in Caitlin's shoes, and I think they might be surprised at how similar some of their experiences are to Caitlin's, as well as how different it can be as well. And so I think it's just a really timely, beautiful story. And there's a little bit of humor, too, because there's no way you could possibly put on a drama without humor or a comedy without a little bit of darkness. So
I do want to say one more thing about representation of autism. As Erica mentioned, if you've met one person with autism, you've met one person with autism. CTM isn't seeking to represent autism or represent every person with autism. We're creating one character who happens to have autism. And in our process, we're very much treating her autism as a creative asset that's informing the role and the character that both she and Amelie are building. We very much hope to see you there. Tickets are available at ctmtheater.org.
Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Megwyn Sanders-Andrews is the Access for All coordinator at the Children's Theater of Madison. Erica Berman is Director of Education and Artistic Associate with the Children's Theater of Madison. Mockingbird starts this weekend and ends on March 1st. You can find out more at ctmtheater.org.